The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
There's this thing I've been dragging behind me. Seems to weigh about 100 pounds. You could call it extra baggage. All I know is that it slows me down. Feel like I'm in arrears. So I must be. But for what? But why? But how? But when? But what if? And but. I want to get rid of my butt.
Hi, everybody. It's Jean and C. Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, and it's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
Good morning. Aren't we a little, we're kind of a little feisty here this morning.
We're a little feisty.
Aren't we? I need you to hold on a minute because I'm tweeting. I'm tweeting my my 2 million twits or whatever they're called.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Well, what do you mean? You don't believe
me?
Yeah,
like I believe that.
Okay. I was thinking maybe I was Justin Bieber or something with this too. No, anyway, today we're going to talk about social media and specifically we're going to talk about LinkedIn. But gosh, what a topic. What a broad topic. I mean,
well, Suzanne, I mean, honestly,
we struggle, don't we?
Well, I mean, the whole computer thing. Remember how you would just get so upset with me because I didn't know things about the computer, and I would get so mad at you because you would get upset with me? I mean, we went through that for so long. And then, of course, we got, you know, a little used to, or I got more used to the computer, and then we started getting into the social media thing. And that is what we hear about social media all the time.
Well, I wanted you to take a computer course, and you had a really big butt about that.
I did have a big butt about that because I don't retain.
But we're getting better.
We are getting better. So much better.
Well, you know, and that's what AgingButDangerous.com inspires and empowers women over 50 to really be all they can be, to self-actualize and to self-fulfill and then to live their lives to the absolute fullest. And this is one of those ways where we have to keep up with society or it's going to be lonely out there. So we need to get on board. We really need to understand social media. It's where our everything is.
Well, and that means that we need to reduce our butts. Not the butt with two T's, but the butt with one T. Just making excuses all the time. And I did that with Facebook. Remember, I could not get Facebook. Facebook was so alien to me and just wasn't the way my brain works. And I had such a hard time. And it was like, I want to learn Facebook, but... And I used to say it's too hard for me, but you corrected me on that, and I think that's
right.
True.
I think it's just out of our realm of really. I mean, it's not what we grew up with, so
right.
But and then your party when you guys had that party,
oh,
down
that
there.
Party down in Florida,
and
yes.
I thought you were going to come unglued.
I know we had this party, and then my friends who were getting ready to leave, I said, "You've got to wait because my daughter and grandchildren are going to be Skyping and." Terry looked at me and said, "We've already seen your grandchildren." I said, "How'd you see them?" She said, "On Facebook." I said, "I haven't even seen them on Facebook. I didn't see any of my grandkids' children's because I didn't do Facebook."
Well, that's the whole point. That's what I just said. That's the whole point about what I just said is that you really need to be. My 97-year-old dad Skypes with his kids. Isn't that the coolest?
That's very cool.
And that's why he's so young and so vital is because he stays up on those kinds of things and life's exciting to him. So anyway, we're going to talk about LinkedIn today where we're going to delve into the abyss of social networks. Will we survive? Will there be anything left when we're through in our brains? We don't know.
Aging But Dangerous. Go to agingbutdangerous.com and learn about women and being all they can be at any age. And our guest today is going to help us be all that we can be. He's going to be giving us a tutorial on LinkedIn, which a lot of people don't understand, that LinkedIn is so different than Facebook or Twitter.
But it's such a huge tool if you know how to use it. And
huge.
So I'm very excited. I took his class, but I said that I keep saying that over and over again. And texting, that's another thing. It just burns my rear end when you are with people and they're supposed to be talking to you and they're texting. And I just said, no, I'm not doing it. I am not texting. However, my grandkids text. So, see, that's a great way to be in.
So can you do that? Can you answer them, text and everything?
No, that's my point. Is that how many pieces of social media you manage without it taking over your life? I think that's a really good question.
Yeah, because I can't do the text at all. Well, remember when Mary Sue tried to teach me how to do Facebook, and that was still, just so hard for me. This was a couple years ago. So Mary Sue, one of our members, is volunteering. She volunteers to do our Facebook page, and she's really doing a good job.
Well, and we're so grateful to her, that she saves our butt all the time.
Very grateful.
So are you... are you going
to go
skydiving? Yeah, this weather is amazing.
I want to go so bad that I can hardly stand it because of the weather. This is such a perfect time to go in the fall. And Westside Skydivers, our sponsor, is the best place ever to jump out of an airplane. They have such a great view of the Minnetonka area and the lakes area, and I would give anything to go. It is located in Winsted, Minnesota, just a little bit out of west of the Twin Cities, and it is just a fabulous place.
Westside Skydivers. Awesome people.
Joe Jumpin' Joe Johnson.
I know. We have to say that every time. Well, and that's what we're really about. I know it's a passion for you to skydive, and we help women at Aging But Dangerous to identify their passions, face their fears, and find purpose in the second half of their lives. And that's the best half of life, the second half.
Yeah, and women all over the world are dealing with this issue, Suzanne, rediscovering themselves after 50. We have followers in 7 countries worldwide and almost every state in America. And go to our website.
And what our website? Oh, I'm supposed to say that? No, agingbutdangerous.com. Look at all the great stuff we do. And swarms, our monthly meetings are one of those things.
And our next swarm that's coming up is so, it's so great. It's called Poopapalooza. I believe you came up with that name. And it is a colonoscopy party, and we want you to bring a friend. We want you to come and sign up to get a colonoscopy. You need to go to our website, agingbutdangerous.com, and click on events, and we will be putting on there where we're going to host it.
Right, and so it's very important for people to step to the plate here, sign up for a colonoscopy, and encourage others to do that. To become a member, you go to agingbutdangerous.com, and it's where you meet other fantastic women just like you who are experiencing a multitude of converging shifts in really how they perceive and experience their lives. We are truly dangerous, JK.
And we are starting a revolution. We're changing the way the world perceives women over 50 by changing the way we perceive ourselves. And that's why we want aging women to stand up for themselves and be heard. We want you, our listeners, to join us.
All right. And this is Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. We'll be right back.
Gina, you look so happy and healthy lately. Have you had some work done?
Yes, actually. On my back and my feet and...
What?
I've been going to the Bros Clinic, one of the largest chiropractic and natural healthcare centers in the Midwest. Their services help me feel my best without surgery or medications. Plus, I received a free consultation for mentioning this ad.
But aren't you in the ad?
Get on the road to optimum health. Visit the Bros Clinic in Wayzata or Medina and at thebrosclinic.com.
Who did your hair?
I did, with a little help from DP Hue. DP Hue brings you professional, best-in-class hair color, expert guidance, color consultation, step-by-step education, and recommendation. DP Hue gives you the tools and the know-how to create a professional look in your own home. Starting at just $38, make professional hair color simple. DP Hue in Maple Grove, Edina, and online at www.dphue.com. DPHugh.com.
So what did you do this weekend?
Well, I was in bed for most of it.
Oh, no. Were you sick?
Nope. I went to the Smitten Kitten on Friday and,
Oh, so you and John had quite the weekend.
Well, he was there for some of it.
The Smitten Kitten, a progressive adult store for everybody. Find a happy, healthier, sexier, and more inspiring love life at 3010 Lindale Avenue South or at smittenkittenonline.com.
They say you only live once, so it's time you live a little or a lot. Located just west of the Twin Cities, Westside Skydivers gives you an unbelievable view of the land of 10,000 lakes from 13,000 feet or 18,000 or 24,000 feet in the air. When you say jump, they say how high? Because if your skydive is once in a lifetime, they'll make sure you have a great time. They might even convince you to do it again. Westside Skydivers in Winsted. Book online at westsideskydivers.com.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne.
Welcome back. And, you know, I used to call this, I know we have a wonderful guest coming up, and I used to call it LinkedIn, like Gunga Den, LinkedIn, when people first started talking about this.
LinkedIn.
But I have grown. I've become more knowledgeable since then. But I have taken a course. I took Lonnie's course, and it was amazing what you can do by using this network or whatever it's called. So anyway, I'll let you introduce him and I'll stop talking, but this is very exciting.
Yes, very exciting. I can't wait to hear what he has to say. Our guest is Lonnie Golden, and he is a local noted authority on LinkedIn, and Lonnie has trained over 1,000 users on using LinkedIn for business development, marketing, recruiting, and job search. His clients include Hilton Hotels, the Principal Financial Group, and the local companies like Snap Fitness. Lonnie, welcome to our show. We are so excited to have you with us.
Thanks so much, Jean. This is, by the way, the biggest honor I think I've had since I was on the Oprah Winfrey Show 20 years ago.
Oh, wow. Well, tell Oprah we said hey next time you see her.
Yeah, I will do that.
Put a good word in for us, Lonnie.
I'm drinking out of my Oprah coffee cup as we speak.
Oh, wow. Oh, look at us. We're okay, so we're impressed.
Like, our eyes are like huge.
Yeah.
Okay, Lonnie, the first question I have is...
One of 200, I might add.
Yes. Why are there not very many people that know about how to use LinkedIn? It just seems to be, you know, they know Facebook, they know Twitter, but LinkedIn seems to be kind of a...
Mystery,
hidden,
almost like a mystery.
Secret or something. Nobody seems to know how to use it. Why is that? Is it something new? Has it not been around that long?
Or is it just that difficult? That
would be no, weird. Actually, it's been around longer than Facebook, quite frankly. It was launched in 2003 on Cinco de Mayo, and the product was developed and founded by a group of entrepreneurs that had come out of eBay. Or PayPal, I should say, after eBay bought PayPal. Mm-hmm. So it's one of the older social networks out there, but it's a little bit of an oxymoron because LinkedIn's focus is business-oriented networking. Unlike Facebook, you know, it's not for keeping connections with your friends or checking in on your grandkids. This is for business networking and professional use. The reason so few people use it is that, along with, I think, a lot of products today, nothing comes with an owner's manual. You know, when I grew up, we used to rely on, you know, getting a half-inch thick owner's manual with everything. And today, it's being sold to us as being, quote-unquote, intuitive, and they just expect us to figure out how to use it. This has created quite a cottage industry for people like myself, who have become power users of the product and then have gone out and trained others who don't know how to use it.
Well, just quickly, because I know this gets pretty involved, but like all of a sudden I got all these LinkedIn people, and I don't know how that happened, but I think I clicked a button that let everybody in or something. But so you have this whole list of LinkedIn names, and it is business. It's my business people that I used to work with over the years. But then how do you get in and use that list.
Mm-hmm. Well, LinkedIn has got a bunch of different features built into it. When it was designed, one of the things that the designers did was create an architecture and functionality that was geared towards business and professional relationships. When Facebook first came out, and for several years, Facebook was initially targeted at college kids. In fact, unless you had a college email address, you couldn't get in. It wasn't until, you know, Facebook realized they were going to lose half their users when they graduated from college that they decided they better open up the platform to others. But it was never really intended to be used as a business platform. Now, some people have gone in and extended it or built applications that hook into it, but it still doesn't have the features and functionality that LinkedIn does in a professional environment.
Is LinkedIn secure?
LinkedIn is secure as much as anything is secure, okay? You may have read a few weeks ago about LinkedIn being hacked into, and a number of usernames and passwords were compromised. LinkedIn acted very quickly to disable those accounts until such time as they had an opportunity to notify the affected people and allow them to change their username and password. But as with anything on the Internet, it's not a matter of is it absolutely secure. It's more of an issue of how much benefit do I derive from the risk I'm willing to take.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know one of the questions you said that you get is, do I have to worry about identity theft? So that's really kind of the same thing, right? I mean,
well, yes and no.
Whether it's secure or not.
There really isn't much information within LinkedIn that is going to allow for identity theft, especially if you're using the free product, their base product. There's no place you put in your Social Security card, and there's no place, if you're using the free product, that you need to put in credit card information. Mm-hmm. Now, so, you know, as it stands, there's not much to be gained or lost in identity theft. The thing that we have to worry about is the same thing we worry about with any online site, and that is, you know, making sure you have strong password authentication and that you don't use the same password and username for everything under the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we've heard that many times.
Right. Before we, how do we get in touch with Lonnie if we want to take one of your courses, Lonnie, and we want to hire you to come in and help us with our LinkedIn? How do we get in touch with you?
Well, probably the easiest way is to go to my website. My website is www.chiefconnectionsofficer.com. And I have links to both my business development and job search workshops. And then I can also be contacted for in-house workshops or custom consulting.
Awesome. And I know we have a .net, agingbutdangerous.net site going up, and we're going to do a seminar with you on that. So that's going to be something people can go through, Aging But Dangerous, in the next couple of weeks and do that too. So we will be right back and talking to the guru of LinkedIn in Minneapolis. And stay tuned. It's going to get really interesting.
And my tarot cards tell me that you have a very bright future ahead of you.
Well, I'm not surprised, Madam Zora. I met with American Senior Benefits, and they helped me make informed decisions on my long-term care, life insurance, annuities, and investments.
Well, it looks like they did a good job.
They sure did, and they're very passionate about helping people plan for their future.
Then why are you here, Ann?
I just wanted to tell you about American Senior Benefits, Madam Zora.
Oh, I knew that.
Visit American Senior Benefits on Facebook or at asbmn.com.
Having a colonoscopy is a pain in the rear. Try dealing with colon cancer. Colon and Rectal Surgery Associates is a physician-owned and patient-focused local practice and one of the largest groups of specialized colon and rectal surgeons in the entire world. If you have colon or rectal concerns, or if it's just time for your colonoscopy, go online to colonrectal.org. Colon cancer is curable. Find it early and live.
Sometimes legalese just sounds like a bunch of fancy terms that mean nothing.
Here too and henceforth the hearsay of the litigant, habeas corpus, mitigating circumstances.
At Lohman Abdo Law Firm, they communicate in plain English, listening to and working with each client to formulate the best plan for a particular case. Plus, you get the expertise and resources of a big firm with the cost efficiency and attention of a smaller firm. Visit Lohman.com or call Margie Bodas at 612-336-9329.
You could plan your own trip, guessing at the best sites to see and places to stay.
This doesn't look like the pictures we saw online.
Or you could let the pros at Travel Leaders use their expertise to personalize your best trip ever. They promise, when your journey from a dream to a great story includes them, you travel better. That's Travel Leaders in Stillwater, Woodbury, Maple Grove, and Eden Prairie. To get your story started, call 651-789-8862 or click tvlleaders.com.
We're back. It's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. And we have with us today Lonnie Golden, who is the Chief Connections Officer with LinkedIn. And Lonnie, welcome back.
Thank you.
We have a question to start this segment out. What do we need to know about LinkedIn? That can you give us some of the key points that we need to know in order to use LinkedIn?
Well, first and foremost, everything starts with your profile on LinkedIn. Probably the biggest glaring problem on LinkedIn is that people don't take the time, don't invest the time in completing a full profile. Without that information, it's not a very effective platform. The other thing is building a sizable network. Some people go ahead, open up a profile, and connect with two or three people.
So,
here again, the power of LinkedIn comes in building networks of hundreds, or in some cases, even thousands of individuals.
And what is an adequate network, number
one? Well, an adequate network, I guess, in general terms, is one that meets your business objectives. Now, if you're a financial planner, because of the decision-making process, you probably are going to want to have a smaller, more intimate network. But if you're selling a product, for example, that can be bought by anyone on the globe, then you're looking for larger numbers with perhaps more casual connections.
Okay. And what else do we need to know?
You know, those are the main things. I spend 6.5 hours in my workshop going through, you know, all the details. I would strongly suggest, if people are interested, they can go to my LinkedIn profile. They can look me up. My name is Lonnie, L-O-N-N-Y, Golden, G-U-L-D-E-N. And there's a 13-slide PowerPoint presentation on my profile that kind of covers LinkedIn from a 30,000-foot level.
Oh, that would be really helpful. And I know one of the things I was really impressed with when I took your course, and I learned so much, I was blown away at how much we were missing by not having taken your course earlier and implementing these things, was that the groups you can join, and what a great way that is to connect and to network and spread your message.
Yeah. LinkedIn groups allow you to form communities and join communities where there might be a common interest and communicate with, in some cases, you know, 10, 20,000 or more people. So it's really a great way to extend your ability to reach an audience.
Wow, that's huge.
Yes.
So Lonnie, how often should we use it? I know you say you use it daily, but I think you're on maybe a little different level right now than we are. How often would we use it for our business?
Well, to a certain extent, it depends upon you know, how key LinkedIn would be to your strategy, your marketing strategy. Mm-hmm. As an IT recruiter, recruiting or headhunter, as we're sometimes called, yeah, to me it's like a hammer to a carpenter. Most people use it perhaps maybe an hour a day. There are great opportunities for cross-marketing. For example, you can export email addresses from LinkedIn and then use it to feed your email marketing if that's something you're interested in, as we did with the Aging But Dangerous newsletter.
Wow, I guess I didn't realize that it was so involved. I mean, that there really is a lot there, and I know Suzanne's taken that class, but I can't wait to take that. I'm shocked.
You're speechless.
I mean,
oh my gosh, she's speechless. Yeah. This is a moment in time.
I mean, I
oh
knew Facebook and Twitter goes around and all that stuff, but LinkedIn I thought was, you know.
And then do you do private consulting, Lonnie?
Yes, I do. I've sat down with individuals and gone over their profiles with them to help them build an effective profile.
And that's why we're seeing you on Friday.
That is right.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. You have so much knowledge, and you're a very impressive gentleman, and we're very honored to have you here with us, sharing that with us this morning.
Thank you, Lonnie.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, well, the Bros Clinic right now has saved my butt again because I was feeling really punk, and I went out to the Bros Clinic and got acupuncture and got some treatment, and I just feel so much better. So I always just want to keep sharing that. You can't be aging but dangerous if you're not feeling good. So it's T-H-E, Brost, B-R-O-S-T, clinic.com. They're in Wayzata. It's worth the trip.
And our new sponsors, Suzanne, are the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation. This is the foundation that helps the Sisters of St. Joseph to provide all the free classes and help them with all the fine work that they do. The women who devote their lives to helping others. They have a bling thing coming up on Thursday from 6 to 8:30 and at the Riverfront Hotel. So everybody, after our party, go to their party.
That sounds good to me. And if you want to communicate with us, go to info@agingbutdangerous.com.
And definitely go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/agingbutdangerous, and give us a thumbs up to like us. If you don't like us, do it anyway. And Travel Leaders. We love Travel Leaders. We have a Mediterranean cruise coming up. It is leaving from Rome, and we're going to Greece and Croatia. And go to our website, agingbutdangerous.com, and click on events, and you can get all the information.
Because it's going to be a real bonding, real growth experience, a wonderful experience for women over 50 in sharing the sisterhood. And our swarm, our October swarm. Everyone loves talking about this swarm, Poopapalooza. And the whole idea of Poopapalooza is to encourage people to sign up for their colonoscopies. It's really important. You can save your own life and make the people that love you very happy if you sign up for a colonoscopy. Bring a friend and go on our website for the details at agingbutdangerous.com. Thank you for being with us this fine Saturday morning. We value your support and your friendship. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. We're stirring it up and trying to cause a little trouble out here. I think we got a revolution going, Jean, baby.
I think we do, too. Please join us next week at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age. And that is dangerous.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow cause you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.